any Democratic person registered in the 5th Assembly District can vote.
Right.
And my feeling was that we do Dennis Banks a favor without him knowing it by sending our guys down, and each person has 10 votes.
Right.
Out of that 10 votes that all the Democrats can vote, six people will be selected from each district to be the delegates to the convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I can get all my people and some other good people to just say to each of these people, you're a delegate for Brown. Do you promise us that you will demand Mr. Brown? Or if you can't demand, you will at least say loudly that your overall friendship depends on his extradition situation with Mr. Banks.
And that's where you're vital to us. You're very much more aware of the grassroots political process. So we will get all registered in the 5th Assembly District to do the same.
And I think that if we could get one of your guys and make him a delegate. See, I can't make my guys delegates because they're ex-cons. And what happens is people think, when they see ex-cons do politics. So I was going to support one of the gay people. And a couple of the straight people, like Ann Eliezer, who are old-timers, to keep the party intact.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought that I would send 25 men over to the Carter Caucus in the same district. See, the way they work it is that each group of...
They're going on at the same time concurrently.
Exactly. And what happens is all of the candidates have a caucus in each district, and then they select their slate of delegates. Then in the primary, what we really do is vote for their slate of delegates.
I see.
I think Carter won't have a crowd, so that a limited number of people here, we could get some delegates on that. And I know Carter can't do anything for Dennis, but what Carter can do, if he feels he might get him some support out this way where he's not known, is to really put the pressure on his people that, listen, man, at least half of your delegates want you to make a strong statement on Dennis Banks.
All right.
And
you will get your gentleman to call us back so we can get... We're not savvy enough. You've been in this... I've been so busy, you know, when you maintain, we have our own health program, we have
right.
our own legal services to our people. We're practically running a kind of an independent socialist community.
Right.
And God, I just can't see the forest for the trees. Your savvy is immeasurably helpful to me. I can't tell you how much, you know, I would have been guilty of an oversight here, and that would have been a shame to not put our strength here by just happening to talk to you and make the difference.
Yeah, my feeling, sir, is that for myself and our people, because I'm in the same spot you are, I mean, we're just battered.
I bet.
And my feeling is that our responsibility to the people is, while we wait for the good man or woman to come that we can support, who we feel will make real changes,
mm-hmm.
is to be manipulative on their behalf. And to tie the enemy up, so to speak, in minor debts here and minor debts there, and pin them down. And I think at least I know I have, I think I've wasted a lot of time in the past, mainly in supporting, in making choices between different kinds of unacceptable people.
Yeah, I agree.
And then fighting my tail off for them rather than sitting back and saying, well, how can we need 3 black building inspectors? How do we get them? And go about that process. And I think years ago the old Chinese Communist Party was correct when they talked about the concept that if you take the small jobs, that slowly power is transferred to the people.
That's an interesting concept. I'd forgotten it. I almost forgot what I'm going to talk to you about. Now, you said you were grim about Dennis, the extradition. We put about 10,000 letters up there. You think that the governor's going to go along with the extradition in Oregon, too?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know the Oregon situation very well, but my feeling with Mr. Brown is an ambitious man.
Yeah.
He's not the worst of the lot, but he's an ambitious man, and I was not particularly thrilled, even though I had lunch with him yesterday, and he said he's happy with Brown now. There was quite a while where he wasn't happy with Brown, where
yes.
Brown hesitated. And my feeling is that I'm afraid Mr. Brown will feel so much support because of his farm worker bill and some other stuff that the good guys will start coming over.
Yes.
That unless we really get some wedges in there, he'll be able to say, well, I've given him this and this, I can probably get by with hanging Dennis.
I think that's probably a reasonable deduction.
And my guess is that we've got to articulate that loudly. Now, it may be...
How many people should we have at both these caucuses?
I really don't know, sir. I would think the last caucus they had, but I don't know if that's indicative, there were about 200 people who showed up, and about 200 of mine. I'm not going to be able to match that in any kind of strength this time. I'm only going to be... because many of my people are registered and are in.
I've got a problem, too, in registration. A number, this off the record, but I've been moving my people out of the rural communities. So they're... how long do they have to be registered to participate in the caucus?
I believe they had to vote in the last election.
Oh, well, we're going to be... we're going to have some problem. Then I don't know how many fall in the 5th Assembly District. I'll have to look at...
There'll be caucuses in both, 5th and 6th.
All right.
So that we can split. I think the real thing is to... that I can see... my guess is that Brown or Carter, either way, and if Brown can't do anything for Dennis because he has a legal technicality to hide behind, he could at least make a public moral statement.
I would say,
I would do this, but I can't by law.
Now, I understand you've put 100,000 letters in there and telegrams. We've put 50,000.
Well, I haven't even... I don't think I've even gotten to 50 yet. We've maybe got 20.
Well, I heard what Dennis said. I was going by what Dennis said from the rally. And we have exceeded the 50,000 mark. And it would seem that, God, you'd hear something, some feedback. And not one of our people have gotten a damn word from this governor.
Well, it's too hot an issue, sir. And he's a very astute man.
I suppose so.
I think he's walking that line where... he can't give our side too much or the other side too much, but he wants to give us both enough to make us think he's going his way. And
you know, this Dennis is a good chap. We've been having a little flack. I don't know if you saw what they did to Cecil Williams. Did you read this? Playboy. They went into him with because they went for the juggler. It's an atrocious article.
Playboy magazine.
One of them. I didn't. I don't like to listen to tripe about good people.
Yeah.
But it was. I probably should. You should know. Rappaport. Be sure to be careful if that man comes around. I don't know. Other than it was Roger Rappaport. I think the headline of it was Cecil said the church should get fucked, and I agree wholeheartedly. The church needs to be pregnant with new ideas. But it went in this. The scurrilousness of it was that he helped disrobe women in the meeting, and they were smoking pot all over the place, and I haven't got the worst of it yet, and all the SLA, it's a guerrilla enclave, and the SLA people came out of it. It was atrocious. Now this, we think we may be in for an article, but Dennis called the Chronicle, and got very disturbed. Someone told him we were having some difficulty, and he's a good man. The Chronicle had given him very good support, but he called in there saying, you know, tack on Jim Jones, tack on me. I wouldn't have had him do it for the world. We seem to be faring very well. And by the way, if we've been advised by a number of the DA called, if a little letter could be dropped in even by your office saying that People's Temple has so much... racist reaction in the North, which they have well documented, they would appreciate not having, and their friends would appreciate not having any article at this particular time. I don't mind allegedly it's going to be positive, but the woman has written on the others in the past, and what she calls positive, Freda says it's positive. He got into Malenkoff's office and said it's positive, and we've heard that from feedback from Kane, but what reporters call positive and what turns out to be positive, another thing.
Right. How would you want me to write? What exactly would you want me to write, sir?
Oh, just something that People's Temple has suffered. We have 1,800 constituents in this Redwood Valley section up in Northern California. And our people, not only are black, but are Jewish members, too. This is something that disturbs me much as a wave of anti-Semitism and anti-black feeling that I can see throughout my church jurisdictions. And then, of course, now the Boston thing, I think the phenomenon's a little different because of the... but whatever, the economic crunch, there's a hell of a lot of, as you say, factionalism and ethnic prejudice. to the point of violence, though, up there, if we get good news or bad news, John, it doesn't make any difference what kind of news we get. And we've had nothing but good for years, since they got rid of a character by the name of Ken Salving, who used to attack everyone,
right?
Anything comes out, we'll get shotgun through our facilities.
Okay, well, I should address such a letter to Mr. Malenkov?
I would think that Mr. Pate might, perhaps.
Okay, he spelled his name.
Oh, Lord, I don't... let me look here in the paper. The reason I say Pate, he's written sympathetic... he's written kindly letters to us, unsolicited, in reference to some of the things we've done in the community. So that's just why I say he seems to be more friendly. And Malenkov has been... other people have talked to Malenkov, and I think he's probably been saturated, and he seems to be friendly. Let me see if I can get Pate. Well, wouldn't you know the editorial damn section? I can't find it. Just a second. In the meantime, that's what touched me with Dennis. When he's got so much at stake that he would call in that way. Gordon Pates, P-A-T-E-S. A managing editor. P-A-T-E-S.
Okay, I'll get a copy of today.
Thank you. If you could send us a copy to give us some ideas of how we, little things we might say, you're a genius, in my opinion. I mean that. I've never seen a man with the mind that you have. And that's why we're very much interested, not only the mind, but the sensitivity. If anything can save this country, it's the people that think like you do, and then put the actions behind it. Anyway, something to effect, we can't be asking for prior restraint, but just say the People's Temple has done all these number of good works. We have a strong drug rehabilitation program. I don't know if you have any other literature. Legal services, free legal services. They have their own health examination facilities under the auspices of doctors such as Goodlett. We have,
right.
Of our program. We have a physical therapist here. We give about 100 people getting treatment that would cost them $30 an hour. The poor can't afford it, so we got poor white every ethnic background getting diathermy, ultrasound treatments, which is so important to people in advanced years, and there's a lot of arthritis in this damp climate.
Right.
We do preventative exams, sickle cell testings. We have a free meal twice a day here. We have a commissary that gives emergency food and clothing. What else do we have? We have our own children's home. We have a home for retardants in Northern California. And in that Ridley Valley area, and we have three geriatric facilities that are unique in that they're self-managed. The seniors tell us what to do. They may make their own menus. They decide the decor of their facilities. All they ask for is manual labor, because some of them are, well, one of our managers, she's so beautiful, 101. There's nothing so good for seniors as getting them involved and keeping them involved rather than a paternalistic approach of doing things for them.
That's right.
So that's just I hope that's a capsulization that would give you some idea of the programs, and say that People's Temple is a matter of record. It can be established as suffered harassment to their minority members to the point of physical violence on several occasions when any kind of article comes out. And some of us don't say that we've mentioned it. The approach has been, at least that's what the DA approached. He wrote, the district attorney of that county wrote, who's conservative. And it's just saying that sometimes feel that we heard the articles coming, and we feel that the best news for People's Temple is no news. And that's the damn truth. If we could, I don't care if it's positive or negative, I'd like to get my black people out. I'm not telling them that I'm moving the black people out. But by July, our black people want out of there.
Right.
And we'll have them out. But it takes us a while. And if we get even a breather by something of that sort, just like you heard it through the, I'll tell you who's written at this point, mayor's office made a call, the medicine made a call, Firth would, but Firth, being that he's got them tied up in a suit, he didn't know whether I want him to, and I decided, well, better not. By the way, who are you for in terms of Firth or Mendelssohn?
I'm remaining neutral on that issue.
All right, that's good. I've had ambivalence, and I wouldn't quote you. Believe me, anytime I ask you, I won't quote you.
Yeah, my feeling on that, I'll just give my background, sir. If Milton Marks loses, and that's not to say he should win, he's half the time a do-nothing guy, but if Milton Marks loses, all Republican power in the city and right-wing nut power will fall to Barbara Gelada. The only other Republican of note is Molinari, who was fairly good, but obviously didn't have it even to get in the race this time.
I see.
My feeling, or at least my overall strategy, though I have, because I know Mr. Mendelssohn and have supported him in the past, and because certainly Fred Firth seems like a funny guy who at least could be used for the people if we massage his ego.
Yeah. Well said.
My feeling is the Republican camp must be kept split, because if it all falls on Baba Gelato, that kind of leadership, then you'll be unseated George. And
you're damn savvy, and I should have thought of that.
I think it should be split.
Well, we'll go into the final thing for Mark's then. Off the record, the record.
Absolutely.
All right, I see your point, and we've always supported Mark's. He hasn't been all that bad a guy, and I don't suppose it would be a toss-up between all of them anyway. So I see that. That's why we need your input. I said to you that it's too bad. I don't know what there's now the criminal background, the impair man from politics. It's a damn shame you're not in the, you ought to be, hell, I think you ought to be president, but of course that's dreamy-eyed nonsense. What impairment does that have? I've never even bothered to think in terms of people's records. Does this impair one from running for any office?
Not really. Nowadays, it can be gotten around in most cases. It did until just 2 years ago.
Now they have, isn't it a crime in the state of California if they refer to your records even? I think it's a misdemeanor if they even bring up your record.
Well, there's different rules for different categories of crime.
I see.
For instance, the federal people have one set of laws, and various states and counties have alternating laws. Here in San Francisco, we got the right to vote in a referendum about 2 years ago. And it's getting much, much looser, but...
I'd hope so. Well, that in a nutshell, if I know it's an awful burden on you, but being that we have so much power of numbers, we need your wisdom. If you write a memorandum unsigned, I'll know who it's coming from, on a typewriter, with some suggestions.
Fine, sir.
Directed to me personally, it would be ever so helpful so that we don't make mistakes. Now, we would have made a mistake again about Marx. I didn't think of this, the total impact, and you're quite right. Baba Gelato is something out of the Antediluvian period. We don't want to see him have that type of control over the Republican Party. But I don't think far enough, and I don't have time to think because of all the burdens here. It's just enormous. I told you a small proportion of the programs. I don't know also whether you know we have an agriculture mission in South America of 27,000 acres.
Mike Perkis had told me that was a fascinating thing.
It's beautiful. And by the way, if you have anybody just bombing out completely, it's always an avenue. Some of my drug addicts that couldn't make it and had criminal backgrounds that just simply couldn't make it in the urban situation always seem to get back in the same patterns. They seem to do ideally well in a jungle community, 12 miles from the closest human contact, but a lot of good support. It's not a harsh type of communal situation there, and doesn't have to be because there's so little trouble they can get into.
Right.
And we were producing, we just turned this week, past week, 60,000 pounds of yams, which helped the malnutrition. Not in that area. We've done a great deal about that. And we've given employment to about 200 people. So with the radio station there and the radio station here, and I have our own radio broadcast, I feel like I'm the jack of all trades and the master of what.
You're in the same company we are. We blow it every time we do these things.
And we now have ventured on this thing of a people's farm. I don't know whether it dropped by your place, whether you saw it. We circulated 600,000. It's a four-page kind of a newsette. I did the first draft because my journalists were pretty busy on something else for the nomination, and we got some compliments back. Well, we got about 300 letters back on it, and I really think that may be one of our best buffers. It could be a buffer for you, too, so anything you want us to support, I think they told you we put Delancey Street's restaurant out.
Fantastic.
And so 600,000 people know of your restaurant. Women, our people are so beautiful. In 4 days, they had that on 600,000 doorsteps.
Oh, they're good. They've got a crew there that's very good.
Do you agree that would a newspaper like that be a buffer, or would it be too threatening? We've got a hell of a circulation.
I think if I had a newspaper like that, my policy would be to give it a different name than anything immediately related to People's Temple, so that
Well, unfortunately, it's People's Forum. The People's Temple's theology is never mentioned, hasn't been, depending upon, unless we have to give it some interpretation in lieu of an article. It's been supportive of Dennis Banks. It's been supportive of Hightel Clinic. It was mentioning the Earth Program. It doesn't in any way, never ask for anything for People's Temple. It says send your monies directly to those people. It can't support legislation because of the ticklish situation that the church is in.
Right.
But unfortunately, we did name it People's Forum.
Well, I think that's a good thing. The only reason I say that is this, that there are many things that no doubt you want to say and will want to say and always be restrained or constrained by the fear of reprisal or animosity to your parishioners and constituents. I know that I had planned at some point, if I ever got a printing press, to go right into the newspaper business and just live at the doorsteps.
I think it'd be very helpful, but
my feeling was that when I did it was to put it in a different name so that whatever I said didn't reflect on my people. You know what I mean?
I get you. Well, you'd be saying it probably. You speak with such indictment on all of us for our apathy and indifference. Ours has been a sort of kind of tabum, other than that we're supporting Dennis Banks, which would be controversial. It's health clinics, programs like yourself that we feel need to be the voluntary programs that, and our appeal is if you don't support such voluntary agencies, then you're going to see more and more big bureaucratic experiments right or left that have shown their failures evidently across the world. It's that type of approach. We don't promote our own socialistic utopian, and we're socialists, but we in no way see any socialist system that is, other than some of the Scandinavian countries. I think we could improve our lot if we were more like some of the Scandinavian countries. I don't know what your feeling is on that.
I'd buy it.
But we don't promote the political. We can't promote the political, and I don't think we'd serve anything if we did. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Labels, they're passe. Anytime you see it, and we'll arrange that you do see it, please don't hesitate, John. For my friends, the most important thing they can give me is constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do this. We want to represent the interests of the people well, and I can't tell you how measurably it is.
I'll tell you quite frankly, Jim. When I first heard People's Temple, I said, "Oh, God damn, another fucking preacher!" Right?
Yeah.
And
I know the feeling.
It was a real shot in the arm, not only just to see the temple, but to see some people out on the street actually doing some things for some real causes in a disciplined and adult fashion instead of just a bedlam. I mean, it's.
Well, I'm really heart and mind with you. I'm, an agnostic. We have some emphasis on the terms of paranormal because it brings results. There is something to therapeutic healing. All medical science is proven, but we don't link that with any kind of causative factor of a loving God. Off the record, I don't believe in any loving God. Our people, I would say, are 90% atheist. We think Jesus Christ was a swinger. He taught some pretty damn good things. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, maybe a little paternalistic, but still all the emphasis of the judgment of character. The only time he ever mentioned judgment at all was in Matthew 25 and had to do totally with what we were doing for other people. So we emphasize the teachings of Christ, but we're the most unusual church I've ever run into in this sense. And we stayed in the church. I would love to have been in the foundation for some years. I've been talking to our attorneys to try to get in the foundation, but we have such an influence in the denomination. Our bishop was here, Sandy. That's why we wanted you to meet him and the president of our denomination. I don't know whether you're familiar with the denomination. It's called the Disciples of Christ. It includes the FBI director, Lyndon Baines Johnson, I think Senator Monsdale, to give you some background of it.
God,
you see, we're linked not only as People's Temple. I have my own bishopry of the churches I've founded of about 70,000 members altogether, but I'm in official capacity. Assistant DA, who's a member, is also in official capacity in the regional denomination of 2 million. That statewide. So we giving up the church meant giving up that kind of influence. Our whole denomination comes out with the most radical kinds of postures, and it's always People's Temple's caucus that does that.
Right.
So otherwise, I would have left the church.
I think you're in the right place because I think it's exactly right. You know, because a lot of these folks who their education and their background has made them bigots and fools, that they can hear it from a collar, and they're basically decent.
Unfortunately, you're right.
And I think that's essential, because there's an awful lot of these little Christian people around who, you know, they vote wrong all the time and all of this stuff, but fundamentally, they've got some good ideas about principles, and if we could just reach them, and I think you're doing it right, I think that's the only way to reach them is from from positions where they can hear it instead of demanding that they listen to us on the street.
Well, thank you for the feedback, because I must say I've felt somewhat hypocritical for the last years as I became an atheist. I have become... You feel tainted by being in the church situation. But of course, everyone knows where I'm at. My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love, and I'll say God is love. Well, you heard my preaching. You
right.
Know where I'm at. I don't keep it any secret. So when it comes to fundamentalists, I'm not much influenced, but it's amazing how many liberal churchmen, and even you would think Orthodox churchmen, now, for instance, the head of the Ecumenical Council, I don't know whether you know him, Dr. Lynn Hodges, it's over all the Jewish, Catholic, and Protestant churches in this entire Bay region. Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't, sir.
That man is American Baptist, an official in the American Baptist Church. He comes here, he knows how I feel, and he, when he heard of this article, he got in there, he went into the Chronicle.
Very
he said, now, if you bother Jones, I'll have so many preachers in here that it'll back you to death. Now, there are a lot of closet atheists in the church. I mean, he must obviously be, because he's heard me say the most outrageous things, and he still supports me, because he says, he told the Chronicle and gave me a copy of what he sent to them also. He said, Jim Jones and his church does more by accidents than all the other churches do by design.
That's about correct.
Well, I think it's too much of a compliment. But anyway, I'm glad to hear you say we should stay in the church, because I have the damnedest ambivalence about it. But another fact, if we go into a foundation, we have a ticklish problem of what assets we have. We were a church when we got them, and we have certain funds that we have 100 young people under scholarship, and
well,
I guess we have a ticklish problem about going into a foundation.
My thought, Jim, is that an operation as large as you have, and as vulnerable as it is to many hostile forces, that you should have, I always advise our people, I've never been able to do it because I haven't had the time in my battle, but I'm going to do it, which is to, I think you should have four or five different organizations with different tax structures and different bases.
We're working on that.
So that if they close out one or destroy one or ruin one, the others will make your people in the situation survive intact, and also to provide different forms of patronage for the decent poor that want to help you but can't. In one regard or another.
We only have one, for those who tend to live in a kind of cooperative lifestyle, we call it an apostolic society, but we are going to have to get one for political action, which we don't have, and we're formulating that, the attorneys here in our free legal services. Any ideas on that too, John?
The way I handle that, sir, is I just set up Democratic and Republican clubs like a private citizen, and I tell my people, join whatever party you want to join.
And then give certain donations to that.
Exactly.
I get you.
And so that Delancey Street itself has never spent a penny or never done any political work, but because I'm involved, they think it's Delancey Street. Because what happens is we just like school teachers, when they leave their job, they go to their political party and they work. And I just set them up as normal clubs within the structure of the existing two major parties.
Beautiful.
My guess is, and I just pass it on to you, because I think you could do it even better because you have a wider base of people. These people have gotten soft. They like to spend big money, but they don't like to do the little work. They don't like to type the letters. They don't like to pick up the phones. They don't like to do all that stuff.
True.
And I really think that a couple of hundred dedicated people could take over both parties from the bottom, because if all the secretaries and the typists and the door knockers go one way, they will become dependent upon those people. And most of them are cowardly. As soon as they become dependent on us, they'll switch their allegiance from the people who bought them to the people are dependent on.
Well, we need to get into then the precinct. I suppose you're speaking precinct level.
I have maps that I can pass on to you, sir.
If you would. Now, we worked that in the north. Again, we felt hypocritical. The assistant DA is Republican. Well, he's no more Republican than a grasshopper. And so is a school teacher who's head of the English department. And the Republican Party is much under our influence of all the odd paradoxes.
I think that's good, sir.
So we haven't done it here. I would say the majority of my parish is, decidedly, they're registered Democrats. I would say it's in the 90%. We've made a mistake, probably. So I'm going to act on a number of things you said today, and I have the deepest respect for you. To me, you are a man of character. Even in all this fame that you've gotten, you could kind of relax and sidle on, but the indicting things you say about the system, you really are my mentor. A lot of people feel
so strong because we're looking to you to be the man.
No, not at all. I'm a good organizational man. I'm a very good administrator. When it comes to finances, I've got a tight ship here. I don't owe a dime on anything. We I'm as frugal, I must have some scotch in me to be joking about
right.
the ethnic jokes. I'm really tight on the dollar, and I've helped our people prosper and get ahead by a lot of sane budgetary instructions. But when it comes to all the political savvy and some of the foresight that you have, you're way ahead, and that's why we need your input, and we will follow your direction. You can depend upon it, because we believe in you. And thank you so much for taking the time to call. Is there anything now that you can send to us, a little article of some program or your own, that we can include in the next issue of the People's Forum? We'd be
well
so happy.
I haven't put some nuts. We're trying to get us, but I'll get them first.
What nuts?